What's going on, everybody? Oh, yeah. We are back. This is Naughty Talk Show, Nation Advanced Technique Intelligence. I am your boy, host, Sapien the GOAT. Drip no slip. Drip Sapien, whatever you want to call it. You know it's a major drip, and I'm here with my co-host, my man, Grand Hefe. Oh, it's a beautiful thing, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. We got some great things for you for this season. We got rappers. We got athletes. We got boxes. We got news. We got everything. This is Naughty Talk. Let's go. What's going on, Grand? What's going on, Grand? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm on this wine, and I'm feeling mighty, mighty fine. What's going on with you, bro?
On that wine, feeling mighty fine. I love to hear that, man. I'm with this Henny right now. I got a little bit of that strawberry lemonade in it. So, hey, man.
I can't do them hard drinks.
Back on Naughty Talk.
Can't do them hard drinks. I can't do the hard drinks.
Can't do the hard drinks, yeah. Last time we attempted, this is like some inside news for everybody. Last time we attempted to do Naughty Talk was about, what, a month ago, man?
Yeah, probably about a month.
It was about a month ago, and Granny came over to the house, man, with the fam. You know, this is my brother, so we always hang out every time we get a chance to, and they were in there taking shots. We were all taking shots, and we were just doing our thug thizzle, and we started up the show, and it was starting off great, and then next thing you know, Grand goes behind the mic and says, I feel sick. And Grand, what happened that day? What happened that night?
Hey, man, it's called them migraines. You know, you suffer from them chronic migraines when them things hit. Hey, you already know what time it is. It's sleep time, no light, cold air.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what I thought. I did not think it was a migraine. I thought my man was dying. he got up from the chair, went and laid down across the bed, and I tried to go ahead and take the show on my own, but it was just very weird. It was awkward. I had to check on my man, so I ended up not doing the show.
Already had the segments, you know.
Yeah, we had the segments ready to go too, and it was kind of hard. I was trying to run with it. I was doing good for like the first 5 minutes, and I was like, screw this. I need my man Grand on the other side of me so we could do this. But I'm happy that you're all right and that you're back, man. And you actually got some things going on. You actually went off to do the Unpopular Opinion sports podcasting show on your own. What's up with that, man?
Oh, yeah, man. Unpopular Opinions on all streaming devices, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube as well. Along with my co-host, OG Raw, we do the show Monday through Friday, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. This week, we're on 5 days a week for the playoffs. Obviously, you know, everything getting ramped up. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Unpopular Opinion Podcast. Be there.
Hey, man, y'all tune into the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. Shout out to my boy, OG Raw Dog. He's a fool with it. That's another one of my close brothers. Been knowing him since day zero. Big shout out to him, man. I'm happy for y'all, man, that y'all doing y'all thing with that. But this is Naughty Talk, and you already know in Naughty Talk how we get down, where we a nation advance our technique and our intelligence, and we get a little bit of ratchet here and there. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it, man. We got a great show for him, Grand. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into our first segment, Dripping the News. This is Dripping the News when your boy, Drip No Slip, Sapien the Drip. Man, Wendy Williams, your girl, the capital P.
My girl.
Yeah, that's your girl. Capital P. Wendy Williams files for divorce. She announced that early as, I believe, Saturday. She had made an announcement with that. I think I seen it a little bit earlier, but
yeah, it's like 4 days ago.
Yeah, like 4 days ago. Today on her show, Wendy Williams show, she addressed everything where she is planning on moving out of her sober house. She has been sober lately while she's been living with her right now, her husband, Kevin Hunter. But she plans on divorcing him after 22 years of marriage, bro. 22 years of marriage. She's calling it quits. That's crazy, man. I don't know. After 22 years, you just gonna walk out, man?
You might as well just stay at this point. I mean,
that's how I feel.
He already been cheating for the past, 21 years. I mean, what's the difference now? I mean, well, just because he got a baby on the way?
Well, not even just a baby. I mean, cheating. She does love the man. It is her husband. So, you know, I guess the emotional distress of that coming behind all of this is, you know, it's challenging for her. And then she being sober. And that's what it really is to me.
That's probably what
that's what it is. Because she's sober, she can't deal with it now, the emotion side of it. I think if she had a little sniff, she'd just be able to get through this just fine. I don't know about you. What you think?
Yeah, I think if she was still off that, you know, she she'll be able to be able to deal with it, you know, off that. She'll right. be able to deal with it a little bit better, you know. That yeah, I guess, you know, what they say on the streets, as you know, they say that help you cope a little bit. I don't know how true that is, but
yeah, I'm pretty.
I mean, good for her and her son.
Any narcotic will help anybody cope or forget for the moment. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true. That's very true. But she also has a son she has to worry about. And I can understand it from that standpoint. You know, your husband got a new baby. Apparently, the mistress, she just delivered a baby girl.
I didn't know a mistress was having a baby. So he went out and made some more seeds.
Not having had.
Had.
Yes. Well, not she's already. Tennis. Yes.
Baby is already here.
Baby is already here. Oh. So, I mean, I guess I could see it from that standpoint. Maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say. But good for you, Wendy Williams. Do better for yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm happy for her if she's happy as well. 22 years is a lot of time to invest in someone.
Yes.
And with someone. I'm sad to see that they could not work it out. I'm sad to see that Kevin couldn't keep his junk in his pants. That's a sad story. Gives a bad rep for us black men to know how to keep our junk in our pants. But
exactly.
I mean, that's another topic for another day. But what shout outs to Wendy Williams, and hopefully they can continue to co-parent as adults. I wonder what's going to happen, though, as far as their business side of things, because he is the producer, the executive producer, and her manager.
Yes.
So I guess this means that he's getting fired, too, huh? He's going to need to find a new position.
If I had to put some money on it, yeah, I think he probably out of there.
Yeah, he's probably out of there. Well, yeah. Kevin, best of luck to you as well. We just wish you the best of luck. So we're going to move on, man, with dripping the news. This is a crazy story right here, man. This is actually one of the weirdest stories I've heard in a while. Graham brought this to my attention, and I just had to do my research on this. A man sues his parents. You ready for this? For $86,000 because they threw away his porn collection. let me repeat that for everybody that's probably like, huh? Yeah, I said it right. A man sues a man, not a little boy, not a teenager, but a man.
Grown man.
A grown-ass man. That means he had to be staying in their basement or something. You know, Chester Molester.
Because he was already married, you know.
He's been married?
Yes, he was he had recently got divorced and he moved back in with his parents, and then when he got his new house, they were supposed to send all his belongings,
his freaky deaky movies.
They sent everything but that because they threw it away.
Oh, they sent everything but that.
But that.
How do you know the parents didn't keep it for themselves just for when they want to do a little razzle dazzle?
Just so they can spice it up a little bit. Yeah, you think they're trying to spice it up?
The guy said that his porno collection was worth $29,000.
Yes.
That dude spent a lot of time at them little movie shops.
That's probably why he's getting a divorce, you know?
Here's my biggest question that I have to find out, and I really just... Is he that infatuated with just the art of porn, or he don't know that you can get this stuff for free on
For
Google?
Free? For free, dog. Like, I mean, everywhere. Twitter, like, $29,000?
He had to be, like, studying this stuff to become like his own director or something, or maybe he had ambitions to, you know, direct.
Hey, he's been collecting since 15.
$29,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of porn. I wonder
on some free stuff.
If they did get rid of it, I wonder how they destroyed it. Like, what did they do? Like, put it in like in black garbage bags and wrap it with duct tape.
Buried it in the backyard.
They shot it a couple of times with a shotgun. Oh my God! He's probably from like a very religious family. What are the chances of him winning? What do you think his chances of winning this? Because it was his property. It doesn't matter if it's porn. I don't think.
Yeah, I think he got a pretty good shot. Maybe not $86,000, but I think he got a pretty good shot at least getting.
Yeah,
you
how
know,
do you,
the 29,000
to 86,000. What is he like, emotionally distressed now?
Apparently, bro. It for damages. That's what it says. 86,000 in damages. I don't really understand
this
what damage he could be in.
This is too close to my home. This is very too close to my home. I don't like this. I wish this was like in the South or something. It sounds like a South story. This don't sound like no.
Hey, home. You know, everything that comes out lately that's crazy. You know, gotta be from Florida.
We're not even gonna talk about your boy Kodak Black.
No. Quick story, real quick.
Craziness.
Quick story, real quick. You know, some Florida lady just got arrested the other day for having coke in her purse, but she said the wind blew it through the window in her purse. I can't make this up, dog. Like
it bagged it up too, huh? It smeared a little bit on your nostril there too, didn't it, man?
No, like, understand. There's no
put
way.
Your hands
like,
behind your back.
Yes, please. You know, sit down. Have a seat right here. Florida people be acting up, bro.
Let me guess. That was around the Orlando area, Tampa Bay.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was. Honestly, it was a little bit further south. So past Orlando. So it's in that Orlando to St. Petersburg area.
They always make lots
exact,
of
TV. Yeah, I forgot the exact place it was. Yes, he said the coke
too.
blew it in her, the wind blew it through the window and put it in her purse.
And in her nose. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, yes, and in her nose.
Oh,
wow. Wild, bro.
On a more serious note, Laura Ingraham, she finds humor in Nipsey's funeral. There was a clip that was aired. She's a news broadcaster for Fox News, I believe, correct?
Yes, Fox News, yes.
Yeah, her name is Laura Ingraham. She pissed off a lot of rappers, such like The Game.
Tank, you know, T.I.
Tank, T.I. Kind of the same guys that Kodak pissed off.
Yes. that crew.
She made a comment. And I watched the clip myself. We're not going to play the clip right now because I don't want to give it any more. I don't want to shed no light on her comment as far as what she said or give her the benefit of the doubt of that. But honestly, when I had to listen to the clip a couple of times, bro. And I don't think it's necessarily what she said, but I think it's more of her gestures on camera because she
the optics.
Yeah, she was laughing, and it was like, how could you find humor in a story that you're covering of someone that just made their passing? I think that was the major problem, because I didn't really hear her say anything. She did make like a little slick comment about blacks and employment.
That's where I have the issue at, and I'm glad you said that, because that's where I was going to bring up. To me, what she said about Nipsey really didn't matter, other than. Or really didn't, because she was just like rapper Nipsey Hussle, who was late to rest today. And then she brung up a song. I think what's more troubling is it was the wrong rapper. It was YG that she was actually referring to.
I caught that part too. I was like,
yes.
I was like, yo, who's doing that research back there? Like
nobody.
They totally dropped the ball. Like,
yes.
They just totally dropped the ball with that whole story. And then,
I think that part was more troubling, that it wasn't even Nipsey that she was talking about.
Right.
But the comment that you just said, that, oh, well, I guess what's funny is that unemployment is up for blacks, as if black people are the only people on unemployment. Like, that, to me, that's more troubling than really what she said about Nipsey, because what she said about Nipsey really wasn't anything, you know?
Yeah,
I think she
really,
was more laughing about
the
lyrics.
I listened to it a couple of times, because I'm like, am I missing something?
Hey, I think she was laughing more at the lyrics.
Yeah, I think she was more laughing at the lyrics, and I feel like people are just more disrespected because
it's Nipsey and
more
people
of a serious note.
Yes,
of covering the story. One, two, they got the man music wrong in the first place. And then another thing I had to think about is this is Fox News, who are pretty much Trump supporters.
Pro Republican, for sure.
Yeah, they're pro Republican. Trump supporter. Regardless of what he says at times or what he does.
Yep.
They find a way to defend him in a you know, in a state of, you know, this is why he does this or for whatever reason. Whatever. So I mean, it all makes sense at the end of the day, but they're saying now that The Game is saying that he's gonna petition for her job to be removed, or
he started out his thing, man, really, really, really aggressive, and I mean aggressive.
I didn't hear that one yet. What did he say?
He started out saying, and this is not here. He said, listen here, you cunt. This is what's going to happen, whoa, Fox News. Whoa. You're going to fire this cunt. And I'm not going to say yes.
Whoa. He's using that kind of words.
Yes. Yeah, he took it there.
Muncher?
Yeah, yes, he took it there. He definitely took it there right out the gate. And he said
he
will use everything in his power, you know, to make sure she's fired, which I don't know if he realized that that's Fox News and that they don't really necessarily care about what the game thinks. But he said he won't stop until she's fired, and we won't accept apologies. So,
well, to give my honest opinion in this, as far as that stands, I think that they will not release her.
No, definitely not.
I feel like they can care less about his opinion, especially. I honestly, when you come across and you want something done like that, you retaliate in a sense of anger and using that kind of vulgar language, they laugh at us.
Yes.
They laugh at us.
Because it means nothing to
them.
This
is the reason why we do make these comments, you know, or we do feel like this way. You know, you got to be intelligent. I know sometimes it's hard to take that position in challenging positions that we find ourselves in, but
yes,
you can't respond like that. You can't come out calling her.
He also said they're going to lose millions of millions of viewers day by day, which I don't really understand
I think one thing that rappers need to really understand is that a lot of their fans are Republicans. They are Republicans. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all of your fans aren't just black. Yes, maybe the big majority of fans that maybe just comment on social media are black, but let's be honest, most of the people that buy albums and like really go buy albums, it's kind of the Caucasian.
The people that's in between, the ones that don't really,
they the ones that show up to the concert. When I'm looking at your concerts and these guys' concerts, those crowds are packed unless they're like in Memphis or, you know, or in Florida or Chicago or New York or something like that. And in the area where we know it's mostly predominant black, but most of your tours that you're touring on these other small cities and these other states that you go to,
those things go out of the country
with white people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta still take, I'm not saying don't take your stand on how you feel, but be a little more tactical with your stand game next time.
When you're aggressive, people don't listen.
Yeah, no one heard him. That's how I feel. No one heard him. All they heard,
especially at Fox.
Yeah, all they heard was cunt.
I mean, when you start out there and when you tag them and say, let me tell you how this is gonna go, like,
yeah, like now you're telling them how to run their broadcasting.
Yeah,
station.
That's like learn your business first.
Yeah, these billionaires that probably make the decisions on some of your career that we probably don't even know about. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kodak called him a booty shaker the other day. He said 50 Cent. He said he was shaking his booty on the pole when 50 Cent came and got him.
Yo, look, I'm mad at Kodak. So even though what he says is funny, I don't want to laugh at it because I'm upset with him. You know what I'm saying? He should know better. All right, and that's another thing. You need to be careful when you're dealing with this younger generation.
Yeah, they don't care.
They will bring up some shit.
Yeah, and they don't care about what you did. You know, have these young dudes now wasn't even really worried about rap or your rap when they was jit. So it's like, man, you want to get respect for somebody, that ain't the way to do it. And you ain't gonna get nobody attention doing that. booty shaker. He called him Tootsie Roll.
speaking of Tootsie Roll, your boys and them at what's it called? Sports Bleacher? I'm sorry.
Oh, SB Nation. Oh, SB Nation?
Mm-hmm. SB Nation. I don't know where I got Sports Bleacher. But your boys at SB Nation cooked up a story of Sergi Ibaka. I'm sorry. I didn't say his name right. Sergi Ibaka. Sergi Ibaka.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling him by what we call him, Ibaka.
Ibaka, yeah.
Slamming nigga shit. Excuse my language. Serge Ibaka cooked up your boy Kawhi Leonard a special kind of pizza, and it contained a cow's penis on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know why he did that.
Maybe because he thought Kawhi was weird too, like, and that's a weird thing to do for somebody for. But
and then it was on, you know, Serge, he has like his own little cooking show. It's like a, I think it's like a little podcast show itself. Uh-huh. And it's, uh-huh, you know, it's like videos that you can actually
he cooks a lot of different stuff up for people.
Yeah, he was different stuff. But I've watched it before and he's cooked some interesting things that I would find myself eating. But the penis pizza is what they're labeling on SB Nation. I don't know about that, bro.
Yeah, I ain't trying to eat that. You know, I don't really like too much on my pizza in the first place. So,
so then yeah, we definitely
ain't going the penis route.
What? What's your price? What's your price for? Because okay, on this particular pizza that he made, he took the whole penis, and this, and I mean, this thing is fucking huge. Like, don't get me wrong, no homo. you know, and nothing against the LGBTQ, or I don't know if I'm saying it right, but nothing against that
community. I think they just added a few more letters onto that too.
Well, I can't keep up with all these letters, sir.
Yeah,
but yeah, nothing against y'all community. I love y'all. I don't care what you do behind your closed doors. More power to you, more love to you. But we're talking about animal penis here, okay? So this dude took this large penis and boiled it, and then he put it in a skillet. Like, he was really trying to put some like some flavor to it or something, right? And then he didn't chop it up or like grind it, or like he didn't even try to disguise it.
Just slapped right on the top.
He slapped the whole damn penis on the pizza. Okay. Then the pizza looked dry itself, like it needed some more sauce. Okay. But he just slapped this big ass penis on a small pizza and try to serve it to your boy Kawhi Leonard. I think because of this, Kawhi definitely ain't gonna sign with them.
Yeah, he gone. just off that, like, you just, boy, y'all are weird. He like, y'all are weird up here.
Y'all ain't sent me to Toronto for the dude to serve me penis pizza.
Between Serge selling me penis pizza and playoff Kyle scoring 0 points in 34 minutes, he's like, yeah, dog, I'm out of here.
You need to have Kyle up here. Get him some of that.
Yeah. Get him some energy or something.
He needs some protein. I'm just fine.
How much would it cost you? How much would you eat the penis pizza?
No.
No.
Honestly, if he would have like chopped it up and like,
kind of like sausage grind, yeah, and all sausage that stuff.
And he could have lied about it. And I just would have been like, oh, okay, I'll try it. He could have been like, yeah, this is like vegan. or vegetable meat. He could have said something like that. And I would have tried it. And then later, after that, when he said, yeah, it was cow penis, I'd have been mad. But there was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, it's already gone now.
Yeah, it's already gone down. And he's like, super taller and heavier than me, and you know,
yeah, there's no way I'm eating just the whole kneecap. There's no way I'm eating the whole penis, like right there on top of the pizza. I'm just not doing that.
And I mean, it was
just not doing that. I don't even like loose stuff on my pizza, anyways. Everything got to be intact, that it got to be melted all the way in the cheese and everything.
Well, another thing that you guys don't know about Grand, I'm gonna give you some breaking news on this guy. He does not like ranch. No. He does not like ranch, Alfredo sauce,
blue cheese, blue Thousand cheese. Island.
I didn't even know about the Thousand Island. This is a new one to me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, none of
this
that.
This is really breaking news.
No white condiments at all. Mayonnaise.
Thousand Island is not white. It's clear. It's see-through.
Same difference.
What do you mean? No, that is not the same difference.
It's in the same family. White, clear.
you are like racist towards
white condiments.
So if I came up with like a blackened ranch that was just all black or like red,
I probably would try it.
Really?
I probably would. But I just, it's something about the way white condiments smell that it really just throws me off. Like it's just I literally
watched you almost throw up one time.
Yeah.
When you had your daughter, you had took them to McDonald's and you brought them back.
Oh, they love that chicken nuggets and ranch.
Yeah, and he was opening the ranch up. And when you know when you open the ranch, and sometimes it explodes kind of because the pressure of the air in it, and it got on your thumb, and you literally freaked out. Like,
I can't do it, bro. I ever saw in my life. I can't do it. Like, I remember I used to work at McDonald's, man. You know, on the McChicken, you get mayonnaise, right? And you obviously you're wearing gloves and everything. We could be in the middle of rush hour. Didn't matter what it was. If I got some mayonnaise on my gloves, not only am I just taking the gloves off and putting new ones on, I'm taking the glove off and washing my hands. I almost got in trouble one time because of that. I'm like, I just can't do mayonnaise. I'm sorry. Like,
we're going to have to get something. We're going to have to get the people and the fans to vote. We're going to have to get
the child white condiment.
So many of these fans actually call into the show and they vote to just watch you eat a mayonnaise sandwich, like half of a mayonnaise sandwich.
You know what's funny about that, man? When I was in elementary, I used to eat mayonnaise all the time. Like, cake it up on my bologna sandwiches, on my ham sandwiches.
You had to have Miracle Whip with mayonnaise on the bologna. So.
Yeah, I used to, but then as I got older, I kind of like grew out of it. Yes. My dad eats mayonnaise and bananas. He chop up the bananas in little circles.
That is country.
Spread it with some mayonnaise, slap the bananas on there, and shit. Eat it.
I love you. Yeah, that's definitely that. But he is one country individual.
Yeah, that's definitely some country stuff there. And he from Alabama, so that's, you know.
That is definitely some country. I've never heard of mayonnaise and bananas. Yeah. That sounds mayonnaise like a terrible time in the latrine. Terrible time.
In the latrine.
off that note, we're going to switch away from mayonnaise and bananas. Your girl Kim K is deciding to go to law school to become a lawyer. She just made an announcement not too long ago on different platforms on social media that due to her previous, achievements in allowing or getting those two women. Was it a woman and was it a man? Or was it
a woman and a man, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We gotta do better research, but hey, this is Naughty Talk. But based on
we her, politically incorrect or incorrect, however you say it.
Recent achievements, this has motivated her to go to law school and become a lawyer. And I'm pretty sure she's gonna practice criminal law. I'm guessing that's what she wants to practice.
Yeah, she hasn't specified just yet.
My question to you, Gran, if you're facing some charges. Criminal charges, whatever kind of criminal charges, minor or huge. How comfortable are you with Kim K, Kim Kardashian, the queen herself, I guess, of the Kardashians?
The founder of them all.
Right. How comfortable are you with her representing you in court?
I think I'm about 80 or 90%, you know, and honestly, because I think Kim K is really smart woman. Now, she gets a bad rap because of, obviously, we know why she got famous and people kind of really don't respect that hustle. But she's turned into quite a businesswoman.
What hustle are we speaking of? What hustle are we speaking of, sir?
The Ray J sex tape. I think for most people, that's what got her in the limelight. Yes.
He has the booty bandits on deck. You don't yes.
And I think that's what got her on top. And a lot of people ain't really feeling that. Her dad was a lawyer, so it's kind of in her genes to kind of do
Kardashian.
That. Yes.
He's a very famous lawyer.
Yes.
He's on the OJ case.
Exactly. So I think, you know, giving all that in her recent track record, I mean, anybody, as long as you study, and I don't know too many dumb lawyers. I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's good and bad lawyers, obviously, but, you know, to do all that studying, she put a post up, you know, she studied 15 so hours a day. Oh, she don't really get to see her kids that much because, you know, every weekend she has to do certain stuff and then every day she has to take tests weekly. So, I mean, I would feel comfortable. And not to mention, she knows a lot of people. That could help sometimes. Sometimes it's about who you know, not what you know. So I'll be pretty comfortable.
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't cool with it. I ain't cool with it at all. I'm not saying, and let me be clear, I'm not saying I'm not cool with her going to be a lawyer, but I wouldn't be cool with her representing me. No. See, first of all, I already know this is going to be a circus in the media, okay? I could be showing up for...
death row.
Yeah, death row, okay? Like, I'm facing death, life or death, right? And the judge, he or she ain't playing. Like, they strict. They want to see all the evidence, okay? And I could be innocent, like, dead ass innocent. Like, this is just a situation where at the wrong place at the wrong time, and Kim, I need you to get me out of this. I need you to make this happen. Please make this go away. And then I show up to court, and they care more about what kind of dress or skirt or stiletto.
How she got her hair.
Yeah, or how she got her hair. And then don't let her show up with a team full of makeup artists, and they send it. Bro, it's going to be a circus. Like, I might get away because they might forget all about my case. I don't know.
I agree with you on that point. I definitely agree that it's going to be a circus.
It's too risky. It's
paparazzi, risky. TMZ, everybody. Bruh,
everybody and their mother's going to be down there. Amateur, yep. Paparazzi, people with the iPhones, droids. Man, it's going to be crazy. Like, no, I don't want... I don't even want people to know that I'm fighting this case. I'm trying to get a job after this.
I'm trying to keep this under wraps. Look, I mean, Kim Kardashian got 134 million followers on Instagram.
Dude, and all 134 million will be tuned in. This will be the look. She could be fighting a traffic ticket, and they gonna take this like it was the OJ case. They gonna have that thing right on court TV.
Broadcast, yeah. Shea Room gonna be on
like,
it.
This is local court. This is like at El Paso courthouse for traffic. And they're gonna be broadcasting it, man. From her entrance to her exit, man. I can't deal with that. No, you know what? Give me the other guy. Yeah, give me that guy in the back.
I'll take my chances. Yeah, you right there.
Yeah, fix your time before you come up here. wipe the mayonnaise off your lip. All right, let's go. Yeah. Get the banana and the mayonnaise off your lip. Get that both off your lip. But I wish her the best of luck. I know. Law school is not an easy thing to obtain. No. I was thinking also one point of going to law school until I've done more research and everything that it entailed. And I was like, nah, I kind of like my life after I'm done getting my other degrees. So I hope well with that. I'm pretty sure.
What she said, man, is crazy. What she said is crazy. All the stuff that she actually have to do, man, you know. Yeah, for the next 4 years, 18 hours a week.
It's a lot of studying. It's a lot of reading. Yeah. It's really becoming a lawyer is really understanding the law and how to apply it, how to apply the law to different situations. That's the hardest part that I've been told.
Yeah, because that bar exam ain't no hoe. No, by no stretch of the imagination.
It's not no hoe at all. I wonder if she's going to have a grand entrance to that, too.
Probably.
Red carpet event. God damn it. Imagine when if she passes the bar exam.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts, dude.
It's going to be crazy.
Maybe she could represent that lady from Full House and her husband that's dealing with that them NCAA scandals that paid.
Oh yeah, kids yeah. They ain't doing so good right now.
Yeah, it's the rap for them.
they ain't doing so good.
I don't think they can wait for Kim to pass the bar. It's gonna be
maybe she can help old girl from Florida, the one with the cocaine that said it just flew her window. You know,
Kim can make that go away.
Yeah,
Kim can make that go away. If old girl got the time to wait, Kim can make that go away.
Yeah, Kim can make that
call
happen.
Kim. call the Kim Kardashian firm. Kardashian firm is going down.
We'll take care of all your knees.
Your boy Schoolboy, Schoolboy Q, also my boy. I love me some Schoolboy. He made a video, man, the other day, and I don't know if this was like shade or if he was being funny, but apparently he says that he wants J. Cole to hook him up with the machine that creates free streams. What's up with that? Like, what is my man trying to say about Cole World, bro? Like,
I think he's trying to say that Cole out here buying streams, and he don't think J. Cole is that good of a rapper.
You know I love music, and when it comes to, like, you know, the inside scoop and stuff like that, and I try to always think a little more deeper into situations, especially like music or the industry. And the way I feel is that J. Cole is a very well respected artist in the industry. And when you're very well respected like that, I don't care how many people like you, you still got haters, right?
Always gonna have haters.
You said always gonna have haters. So is Schoolboy Q one of his haters, or is he really stating facts that J. Cole is selling, you know, buying his streams?
I don't know. And I say I don't know because, I mean, when I grew up, when I was growing up, if you was from the South, you didn't really mess with a lot of West Coast music. To this day, I still don't really listen to a lot of rappers. And not just because maybe they ain't good. It's just because I just don't feel they style. You know, especially growing up in Florida, I didn't even listen to a lot of North rappers. You know, the Jay-Z's, the Jadakiss. You know, I didn't really listen to none of them until I got older. So maybe it's one of those East Coast, West Coast things, man. I just, because a guy like J. Cole that doesn't really bother anybody, and I like Schoolboy Q.
Come right at him.
Exactly. I really like Schoolboy Q music. He's one of the few West Coast rappers that I actually enjoy listening to.
He also made it seem like this was actually told from Cole to him. Like he, because the way he said it was like, remember when you
like
told
he's dropping jams or something?
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
This is interesting, man. J. Cole normally don't really have a lot of enemies in the rap game, at least as far as I know, or that I've heard of.
Well, other than Tory Lanez when he told him that he wanted the whole Dreamville, he said he wouldn't come for the whole Dreamville. I'm still waiting for that too. I'm waiting for that to unfold.
I just don't know. Where this motivated, or you know, where this motivation come from that he would even say something like that, and even say something like that publicly.
I need to find out if Schoolboy Q has a new. I know he just dropped that new single, hard too. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
That's
but I've already have it. I've seen it on YouTube. I'm kind of connected in these, you know, in these reaction channel community. So I see a lot of stuff. I just haven't got to it yet.
What was the name of that song? The name of his new single, ladies and gentlemen, is one of them is Chopsticks and Num Num Juice. That's the one I'm speaking of. I haven't listened to Chopsticks yet. I'm gonna go ahead and download that. Maybe we can cover that on our segment when we do Cash in the Bag or Trash in the Bag. See what that's talking about. But Num Num Juice is definitely Cash in the Bag for me. I don't know if you listen to Num Num Juice yet, but that's a go. That's definitely a go.
No, I have a lot of music on my to-do list. You know, going out of town tomorrow, so I'm definitely gonna get a lot of that in there tomorrow.
You definitely need to go ahead and check out that Num Num Juice. That's a hard body. You dig what I'm saying?
Hard body.
So I'm eager to see how this unfolds out. If J. Cole's gonna respond, I don't know if he's already responded. I don't think he has. I'm pretty sure they would have highlighted that
for sure
media by now. So I'm eager to see how that unfolds. So we'll stand by and see what's up with that. In other news, Amber Rose. Her little sexy little thing. She get around, man, huh? She's everywhere.
She be moving.
she be moving. She's a businesswoman. She's an empowered woman that empowers other women with different kind of movements, regardless of what others agree or disagree. But she has recently made news and shared with the public that she's pregnant now. She's pregnant with a new boyfriend. He's some rapper. I don't know his name. I remember when I saw the post, someone had said, "Who the daddy?"
Some light skin dude.
Yeah. And then, that's his name. That's his at name. Some light skin dude, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's his username on IG. And I think it was it Black China that told everybody, like, this the baby daddy, this the daddy, or something like that?
Even follow China like that, but China get around too.
Well, she Black China. She I wasn't saying she get around. I was saying that she's the one that commented to one of the fans.
No. I know. I was just you know. I just threw
you
that
was just putting
that,
your two.
You know that. Yeah, China also be.
Well, she's a businesswoman too. She's living her best life. You know, no shame on her. Or no shame to Amber Rose neither. They doing what they can do. If they can afford it, then touche.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, but she's pregnant. She's going to be expecting, I'm guessing, towards the end of this year.
Yeah, I seen them put up the ultrasound picture. I think it was like last week sometime when they announced the news. Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations to her.
And, kids are always a blessing.
Some life sure. Dude, whoever he may be.
yeah, whoever he may be.
Hopefully his career takes off. We get some music from this dude. Or some, I don't know. We probably already got some music and it's just trash in the bag. And that's how come we're not really talking about this guy. But we never know. So. Congratulations to Amber Rose and some light skinned dude. We're happy you at the Naughty Talk. So, this is Naughty Talk Show. I am your boy, Sapien the Goat, Drip No Slip, Major Drip, my co host, Grand Hefe. We're happy for everybody to come back. We are sponsored by Love Auto Group. If you're looking for a new car, used car, new car, any kind of car, zero credit check, zero dealer fee, zero job check, zero interest. They believe in second chances. If you're in the Chicago area, check in at Love Auto Group, loveautogroup@gmail.com. That's Love Auto Group. Call and ask for Mr. Johnson or Mr. Jimmy Ray at 630-359-3643 or 312-925-7520. That's Love Auto Group on 735 North Yale Avenue, Unit A, Villa Park. So if you're looking for a car, man, y'all hit them up, man. That's one of our sponsors. Shout out to Love Auto Group. They're doing big things out there. I know next time I touch down in Chicago, I will be sliding in one of those cars for the free. So big shout out to them, man. That's my partner in them, man. They got their thing going on. Got a new car dealership, man. They looking to open another one very soon. Keeping the show rolling, some dude named Wiley calling out Drake that he's a culture vulture. I didn't even know who this guy Wiley was myself, but hey, I went and did some research on him. Apparently, he is a record producer and a rapper. I think he's done some work with Drake before in the past, but recently he was quoted calling Drake a culture vulture on one of his platforms on stage. How do you feel about Wiley calling the light-skinned prince, the Canadian king, a culture vulture?
I think it's hate, and I think dudes hate on Drake because, you know, honestly, because Drake is one of the nicest people, honestly, that I see in the rap game. Normally, rappers try to, you know, they think that they have to put on this persona that I got to be tough. I got to be from the streets. I got to gangbang. I got to throw up my set every time. You know, I do. I'm out there. And Drake don't do that. Drake will sing to you on a track. And then he'll rap to you. So and I only really consider culture vultures are people that's not of the culture. How can we say Drake is not of the culture? You know, just because he's from another country? But I mean, I don't really see how you can get Drake and culture vulture in the same sentence, honestly, to me. So it sounds like a bunch of hating, if you ask me.
It is hate. It's hate in sort of sense, but I guess what the guy was really trying to say, you ride waves better than I do. Okay. And I don't know how you continue to keep riding these waves better than everyone else does. Because that's the honest, the God truth. Drake is a master at riding the current wave of music. And he's also a master at creating a new wave of music. Drake can come out with a R&B song right now and just kill the whole game. He did announce that he was working on some new music coming up with J. Cole, allegedly.
And Future.
And then he's also...
Part 2 coming.
Yep, Future and him, Part 2 is coming. He's on his way back to Canada soon, allegedly, to start working on his new album. So I'm excited to hear about that. But as far as Wiley calling him a culture vulture, yeah, I think he was really just trying to say, you do it better than me.
And he's clout chasing.
And I'm trying to figure it out. Drake,
I think he's clout chasing.
I'm sorry?
I think he's clout chasing.
That could be it, too. You know, in today's, you know, people make
in today's statements. Society, that's what you, you know, that's
yeah, the, people make statements just to be recognized or
yep.
to mm-hmm. to, because like I said, I didn't know who he was. Now when I heard him speak on the video, I was like, ah, he sounds familiar. That's what makes me feel like he's worked with Drake before, and I'm not quite sure what song it was or if he did. So I could be, you know, I could be standing corrected easily with that. But Drake did respond back to him by calling him a goofy. Called yes. him a goofy. He said that was some goofy ass shit to say, which was, it kind of was, you know what I'm saying? And maybe he
had, I'm looking at that exact quote right now.
Yeah, he said it was some goofy shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, quote unquote. So,
yep.
I don't know, you know, I, like I said, I think the guy was just trying to say, you ride these waves better than I did.
And Drake kind of said the same thing what I just kind of said right now about maybe just because he's from Canada. You know, and because he said, and you know, I quote, he said, it's actually funny because I think when I first came in the industry, I think I felt the pressure to be, quote unquote, American and sound American. But he say, you know, he's proud to be from Toronto. You know,
he's, I mean, the guy. I don't know how you sound American. He sounds black to me.
Hey, it's the same thing. You know, I know we ain't in the sports topic yet, but it's kind of the same thing about Giannis. You know, a few weeks ago, he said, you know, he ain't really gonna sell his soul basically to be American enough when people were saying he's not American enough to be the face of the league. So I people from America have a problem with other people in the country and succeeding, and they're not. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know why people would feel like he's not American enough to be the face of the league when Steve Nash and Dirk Nowitzki and
there's been plenty of guys from other Manuel countries, Ginobili, you know, that actually has flourished. Yeah.
Flourish. Yeah. And even Manuel Ginobili hasn't seen the exposure that Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash have seen. Steve Nash won back-to-back MVP.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not necessarily that he's not American enough. He's just not white enough. Moving on. We're going to jump into, we're going to swing over to a little music. Rihanna and your boy Childish Gambino have a new music video out, and it is really, really, really spicy, man. Have you checked it out yet?
I've seen it, yes.
What do you think about it? What's your thoughts on that?
The people on the Twitter machine has been going wild on it. That's how I actually saw it. I was just scrolling on Twitter.
Yeah.
And people kept saying, yeah, man, have y'all seen that Childish Gambino, how he was singing to Rihanna? Not necessarily a fan of the music per se, but yeah, that the video was definitely
I like the video. I think it's pretty
good. The way Rihanna look at people, that really, you know, it's something about Riri.
So Riri did it for you.
Yeah, Riri is definitely she's definitely the hit in it, and people, her fans, whatever they call themselves, have really been getting on her, man. You know, they've been wanting some new music ASAP.
Oh, well, yeah. It's been a while.
Every time she posts something about her makeup and all this other stuff, they you know,
well,
they
yeah, she's trying to focus quick, on like, the makeup. You know,
hey, when are you going to give us that new music? And man, she, you know, she always try to, you know, twist it and say, hey, go buy this from Fenty. So
she trying to make some of that Fenty money. She trying to.
Hey, she's doing it.
That is she's doing it.
But as far as the video go, I love the video. I like how they did it. I'm just not necessarily a Childish Gambino fan.
I am a big Childish Gambino fan. I've been a Childish Gambino fan.
I didn't really like it. Since, I didn't really like the lyrics.
Acting days. I love Campus.
I just found out about a few months ago that they was the same people. So
that Childish Gambino and
whatever his movie name is, you know, I just found out they was the same people. Beat the hell out of me. So, you
Donald
know,
Glover.
Donald Glover, yes.
That's his real you name. It's so, not his movie name.
True. But because, you know, they put that in the movies, like Donald Glover, obviously the real name. But I just found out that they were the same people.
Yeah. That's crazy that that he used his real name, because I know when Mos Def used to act, they used to still call him Mos Def.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and I think that's why I kind of said movie name, because even The Rock just now started putting Dwayne Johnson instead of The Rock on it.
Probably got something to do as far as creating two different brands.
Yeah, but the visuals and the video itself, I loved it. The song,
yeah,
I really wasn't a fan of it.
I'm a fan of the song. I'm a fan of the visuals and the art. I love me some Donald Glover and some Childish Gambino. I love them both.
I love the movie actor. And yeah, I knew you was gonna say it.
I love the movie name and the real name. I think the guy is really dope. I think he's really down to earth, and I think he's very talented. So if you haven't checked out that new Childish Gambino and Rihanna video, y'all
go check make sure you go check it out. Just because I ain't like it, that don't mean you know it ain't for you. Yeah, different strokes for different folks. A lot of
things. Y'all will soon find that out.
I'm very particular with the stuff that I deal with. And when it's outside of that,
I don't watch UFC anymore?
Because I just think a lot of my favorite UFC guys, they're starting to get phased out and they're starting to get older. It's kind of almost like wrestling.
Well, nothing ever lasts forever, anymore. Sir. I mean,
I know, but
what do you want? 80 years old in the ring still?
Listen. I may stop watching basketball like Icy when LeBron Hot Ben Gay. So, you know,
you're going to stop watching basketball when LeBron?
I said I may just stop watching basketball when LeBron. Listen, I'm old school, man. I still take BC powders. You know, I'm that
you're not
person.
Old, you're I not no more old school than I am. I'm like 80 years older than you.
Yeah, but I'm from the country, and you know, country folk, we always do stuff like really, really like modern. Like I still, you know, back down south, and everybody that from down south can contest to this. When you sweeping, you know, you sweep somebody's foot, the people will kill you if you don't let them spit on the broom. I'm that type of person. You know, I'm
that's
that
some,
person.
That's some because
they say it's because they say shit. it's bad luck, and you'll go to jail. If somebody sweep your foot, and you don't spit on the broom. So you know, I'm that person.
What is, like you spit on the broom, and then they gotta continue sweeping with it, and just smearing your nasty.
Yeah, but you don't spit it like on the bottom portion. It's kind of like on the side, and it's not like you just goggle like. You know,
that's how
you let it go.
I imagine I accidentally sweep over some old woman's foot, and she just yaks up the nastiest loogie that she can possibly yak up after chewing
it just
up tobacco
go right
for
at
the
it.
Last 20 hours without brushing her teeth, and she misses my broom and hits my sneaker. That's how I do that.
Hey, that's tragic. That's happened to me before one time, and my cousin did that one time. I was so mad, boy. You spit on my foot. How you missed the whole broom? I put it close to you, so you didn't do that. Hey, man, that's country stuff. So, but UFC, I think a lot of my favorite guys that I grew up watching and that I grew up playing with on the old UFC, those guys are starting to phase out, and I think it's a lot of new guys that I'm just not really a fan of. There's certain guys I still enjoy watching, but for the most part, that core of guys that I used to watch, you know, they're not exciting anymore, or they're just, you know, getting older and they phasing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my boy Sanye, he definitely did his thing. It's a lot.
John Bone Jones just called out. I forgot who it was earlier for calling him a bully, and he said, "You're gonna get that work." Basically, that's what he said.
Yeah, Johnny Bone Jones is back in the game. He's back in the octagon, knocking people out. It's still exciting. I love me some UFC, man. I love it enough to always watch it on Reddit.
You just was watching it the other day.
I was just watching it the other day on my Xbox. Shout outs to Reddit. You gotta love those guys.
Shout out to Reddit.
Man, because those pay-per-view prices, you know.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous at sometimes, you know. I'm not living up to those fights. I don't think I was paying those pay-per-view prices like that since Mayweather fights. And I just wanted to see.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. That $100 Mayweather Pacquiao, Lord have mercy.
Who?
That $100 Mayweather Pacquiao that we watched.
That was a ripoff.
$100 for that?
That was a ripoff. But I mean, man. You gotta make your money. You already knew that price was gonna be high.
That ticket was gonna be expensive.
If you're in the El Paso area, you wanna learn some new dance moves, beginner dancers, advanced dancers, if you just wanna shake your booty, head on down to Motion Headquarters Studios at 7198 Merchant Street, B2. Studio in El Paso, Texas at 79915 at 7198 Merchant Street, B2 Motion Headquarters Dan Studios, ask for Pam or Joe. They're going to get you right on, right on. Speaking of the country and you being country and sweeping over people's feet, your boy Boosie, he is upset, brother. He posts all the time, but he made a video not too long ago on IG that he was mad that his new album only sold 3. You already laughing. That's not funny. His album only sold, he got a lot of kids, man. That's why
it's because Boosie, man, is funny, bro.
He only sold 300 copies, man. And I'm not talking about 300,000, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about 300 copies. Like, that's probably like enough for like the record label to buy. You know, like sometimes they just like, we're gonna go ahead and buy like 500.
It was probably all the record label.
You know, like 300 copies, man. He got on Instagram and he was mad. He claimed that he wasn't gonna go off today, but he was gonna go off the next following day. I didn't understand that one, but
he had to let it calm down. Yeah, said, you know, when you get an attitude.
He said tomorrow, like,
if I say something now, I'm gonna kill you.
Tomorrow, but, like, though,
let me just calm down.
I'm gonna act a fool. That's how they said it. Badass 3.5 only sold 300 copies at that time, and it only sold 300 copies. I don't know how much it hopefully has went up a couple of thousands or whatnot by now. I doubt it. The reason I doubt it is because I listened to it and
because I listened to it and
yeah, but I mean,
it wasn't the best.
That's for another topic in the show. Cash in the bag or trash in the bag. Have you listened to the Badass 3.5?
I haven't. I got it on my phone. Like I say, we going out. We gonna be on that road in the morning. So I got to catch up on a lot of new music that I got to get on. But I will say this about Boosie. I think a lot of people, I wasn't really a big Boosie fan, and that's kind of odd coming from somebody that lived in the South. I really never liked Boosie. But when he first got out of prison, that Life After Death Row,
that was hard.
I think that was rough.
That was hard. I think that was,
I listened to
I
that.
I think that was one of his hardest projects.
Yes.
Because I felt like, and that really came, like, he had a lot of time to, like, really think about
emotion.
It. Yeah, it was so much emotion in that. That was hard. That was a classic.
Yes. And I just think with this like one, I just think really a lot of people don't really listen. Yeah, I just think a lot of people don't really listen to Boosie like that. Kind of like Plies. But see, Plies is keeping himself relevant by doing his antics on social media. And that's what's
not only Plies that, relevant. Plies knows how to ride those waves. He's another one.
That
knows
too.
How to ride the waves from all
that
aspects
too.
Of
well,
the
he
board.
Knows.
Just like you said, he's
well, he knows.
Active on social media. I mean, Boosie stays yep. active on social media too. But
Boosie does more
like rants and threatening
real
people.
Stuff. Yeah, it's rants.
Yeah, he's,
exactly.
He's like really
know?
Threatening people. Other than when exactly. he's dropping major gems, because sometimes he drops major gems. He does drop major.
Yeah,
gems.
And I think Plies just come in and he's funny, and that's what people
yeah,
care
Plies
about
is a funny guy.
People care about the antics. Where Boosie, just like you said, he come in and he come on live cussing automatically.
Yeah, he's like
listen
the angry,
here,
he's like the angry black man.
Yeah, and people don't really get down like that, and. If you don't have a lot of commercialized music, which Boosie doesn't have a lot of commercialized music, you're going to tend to fall off, especially in this day and age, the way guys and the way we as listeners really gauge towards people. The songs don't even have to be hot. As long as you got a catchy hook and I can dance to it, hey, man,
yeah,
you got a hot record.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think Boosie made that kind of music, and I think that's why his sales... you know, dip from that.
Yeah, well, I feel like the album was just, I feel like it was rushed, or like it was like put together. The music, it almost sounds like Boosie's trying to ride the wave that is kind of like not him. You know what I'm saying? And it just didn't fit in.
Yeah. It's like he's trying to fit in.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to fit in, and it's just not. It just wasn't there, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. If you say you're going to take a listen to it, I would tell you to go ahead and put that in first so you can go ahead and get that out the way.
Get it out the way on the first stretch?
Yeah, man, because it's not all that good to me, man. And it kind of gives me a headache, like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, man, it's like one of those. And you just want more. Or you just want like that real hardcore shit. But I mean, don't get me wrong, some of the tracks on there is okay, it's decent. but it's not something that I can ride from beginning to end.
Well, when you give somebody life after death row, which was tough,
yeah.
I mean, people are expecting you to come back and hit us with that bang. And when social media get your music, it's done. Quavo music was done from day one. I remember getting on social media, and boy, they was putting up trash cans. You know, that social media will make or break your career. And if you ain't really in on social media, it's going to hurt you.
This is true. This is true.
It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you big time.
The Quavo album was Hot Boo Boo.
Hot Boo Boo.
Okay, we're going to jump into Grant's unpopular opinion. No, this was sports talk. Grant, you got any new news for us, man? New sports
talk? Yeah, man. Antonio Brown settled his dispute from back in October, where he was seen yelling off the balcony, and then he started throwing furniture off the balcony, and there was a 2-year-old baby down there with her grandfather, and you know the mother was suing for emotional distress and all that other stuff. He settled the dispute, both claims $15,000 a piece for lawyer fees and for interest. What's up with your boy Tony Totap, man? Honestly,
I don't,
you know, then he going at Juju last week. What's going on, man?
I don't know. I don't know if he's actually. I think something really got up under my man's skin. As far as
he mad, bro.
Yeah, he's really emotional. But I think he needs to just be happy with the move to Oakland.
And he got more money.
Yeah, he got his money. You're in a good situation. I'm pretty sure him. The incident was with one of his children's mothers, right?
It was just some people.
He only has one mother to his children, correct?
Yeah, and he got all boys.
I stand corrected. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, you know, $15,000 to each lawyer. That's probably nothing.
That's really. Nothing. Yeah, that's nothing. That's
wish chump I had it change. Like that.
speaking of what's not chump change, though, Tiger Woods won the Masters yesterday, and he got $11 million as the cash prize.
$11 million for
winning. You know, I seen the picture of Tiger with all the money, boy.
I almost jumped through the screen. What the second dude get? Who came in second?
I think it's a big drop off from first to second, if I'm not mistaken. Second place get about a couple mil. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's somewhere in there. But that puts Tiger, you know, his first major win since 2008, his first Masters win since 2005. Do you think Tiger's back?
No, I do not. I feel like he had a good day.
No, I do not.
I feel like he had a good day. I'm happy for Tiger to see him getting it in. Looked like his back was, you know, was letting him do his thing.
Yes.
It probably was warm out there, which can, you know, help loosen
up. It's in Georgia. It's in Augusta.
He's familiar with that course. I think he just had a good day, man. It was a good comeback. It's a great story. But I do not think Tiger's back is nothing to get excited about. I would need to see more of a body of work from here on out. But as far as I feel, I think he's just going to be a competitive guy. And it was a good story.
And I stand corrected on that. On that 11 mil, total 11 mil, Tiger Woods took home 2.1 mil. Second place took home $858.7K, along with Dustin Johnson. There was a three-way tie there. All three of those guys took home $858K. Then fifth place,
it's like a total of 11 million.
Yes, a total of 11 mil. Exactly. Fifth place, which is really like third place because there were a log jam right there, a second. Took home $403,000. That's still a pretty good day at the office to go swing a golf club. Russell Wilson, man, a few weeks back, he set this deadline of April 15th, which is today, Monday. He said that if the deal that he was giving the Seahawks, the April 15th deadline to get his new deal done, he has 1 year left on his deal, so he is under contract for this 2019-2020 season. But reports from Adam Schefter at ESPN says Russ said if this deal is not done by midnight tonight, he does not plan to re-sign with the team. What do you make? Do you think that they get that that they're gonna let him go? You think they're gonna franchise tag him? What's gonna happen with Russ?
Russ is living one of his best lives with Sierra. Shout out to him and Sierra. They making videos on yachts. They going to church. They praying and stuff.
Just let a football team practice in Africa back the other to church day
and pray some more, because they are not gonna re-sign him, in my opinion. I think they will franchise tag him to get the most out of him in the next year, you know, or maybe this year they'll probably franchise tag him. Well, he's still on contract for this year, correct?
Just one more year. Yeah, he's under contract for this next season.
They're going to fish him out there to a couple of executives at other NFL teams. If they find something that makes sense and they can make it happen, then they'll probably bite on it. But they're going to be asking for a lot for someone of his stature and his body of work and then his resume. So, no, Russ, I feel like you might want to get Sierra to make some more music. You know what I'm saying? come out with another hit or something, or y'all start a little cooking show or something.
Or ask Future for some money or something.
Future ain't gonna need a dime, I tell you that. Don't ask Future for some money, because Future gonna go make a song about it.
Hey, whispering on the track. Free band. I think he's barking down the wrong hope now. A lot of people say this back in 2015 when he got the deal that he has now. You know, he gave them a deadline and they got the deal done right at the end. Mm-hmm. But I think it's gonna be tough to get a deal done by midnight, you know, with the language of the contracts, whether or not he can and can't do this, what happens if he do this and all that other stuff. I think they're gonna play this season out.
Yeah.
They're gonna get you know, the most out of him. And I believe they're gonna franchise tag him and see what's gonna happen.
The question, if I was in their position, this is the question I asked. If I re-sign him, 9 times out of 10, he probably wants like a 4 or 5 year contract, and he probably
easily,
and he, you know, however much he guaranteed, I don't know, but in 4 to 5 years, can I pay him that money and then also build a team around him to win the championship? And if I don't, me in the process,
I think they can only because they got rid of everybody. You know, they just got rid of Earl Thomas. Richard Sherman been gone. Cam Chancellor been gone. They got rid of Michael Bennett.
Their defense is young and good, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm still suspect on the offense.
Yes, it's really suspect. The offensive line is terrible.
Right.
You don't really have a great receiver. Doug Baldwin is okay. He's not, you know.
With the competition expanding so highly in the NFC, and the NFC growing with so many great teams now, I just don't.
Garoppolo is going to be bad for San Francisco this year, and they got the if I'm not mistaken, the number 2 pick in the draft. So I mean, they can make some big splashes there. That NFC West is going to be a really tough division this year. So, I don't know if I'm really going to be paying him that kind of top dollar.
I don't know if I want to pay him that top dollar yet.
I don't know if I want to do that yet.
So,
yesterday on the TNT, on the TNT halftime show with Kenny Shaq and the guys, Charles Barkley came out and he said he wanted LeBron James to come to the studio. He said, and I quote, "You got nothing to do. The playoffs started yesterday. You got free time." He said, "I know you got a coach to pick and a GM to pick, but you could put that on the back burner." You know, then Chris Carter comes out and he say, you know, LeBron is a legend. This is rare time. He can add some IQ to the show. Mm-hmm. Charles then responded in Charles fashion. He said, "I'm not going to go at you, Chris Carter, but nobody really watches y'all show because y'all on at 6 in the morning, which is 4 o'clock over here for us over here on this West Coast time, this mountain time."
Uh-huh.
Why is Chuck always going at people, bro? Like, why is he always taking shots at people?
Well,
and him and LeBron has had a past before, you know, when LeBron brung up, "Well, I'm not the one that was gambling before a game," and all this other stuff. So the fact now that he wants LeBron to come on the show and he's taking shots, like, "I know you got to pick a GM and everything." Why is Chuck always taking shots at people?
Well, first of all, no one does watch the Chris Carter show, and I forgot the other guy that hosts the
Nick Wright.
Yeah, Nick Wright.
Nick Wright. And Nick Wright like actually a huge retweeted fan. That. Yes, he retweeted what Chuck said and said, come on, hashtag come on.
Yeah, well, no, he's not. No one watches that show. We all tune in to watch Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie make a fool of other people.
And that's basically the point that Shaq was saying. Nobody even watch our show and everybody watches us.
Yeah, I mean, they were just stating the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts. You know, and sometimes it hurts when it comes from guys like Shaquille O'Neal or Charles Barkley. But it is what it is. No one does watch that show. And I think
I like this show though, honestly.
I didn't say that the show was bad.
Sometimes I just don't hear
people
talk
about watching it as much.
You know, because it comes on so early. Like, I mean, I remember when they first started the show, I'm like, who would start a show at 6 o'clock in the morning? Who trying to get up and debate at 6 a.m?
Well, a lot of those guys, they be up early too.
Listen, ain't nobody trying to debate that early. You know, I know Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe say they get up at like 2 o'clock, but that's the workout. Ain't nobody trying to get up to debate at 6 a.m.
Stephen A and them, I know they get to studio at like 6, 7 a.m. Get up.
True.
The new show Get Up on ESPN.
They get up early too. I guess that's why it's called Get Up.
Yeah, get up. Greeny there.
Then guess who else got up today?
Oh, who that?
Zion Williamson. He got up and said, I'm officially going to the draft in an Instagram video. Thanked all his teammates. Thank Coach K for the amazing year. So he officially declares. Where do you see him going? Obviously, a lot of people got him going one. You know, the Knicks and I forget the other team are tied with 12% as the highest go at it to get the draft lottery, the number one pick. Draft lottery starts May 12th, or it's on May 12th.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think he goes? And do you think he flourishes in the NBA?
Absolutely. He flourishes in the NBA. I don't know where he's going to go. It's probably going to be the Knicks, or I hope he goes to the Bulls. I would love to see him go to the Bulls.
I think that's actually the other team that's tied with the Knicks for the top
Bulls are trash at
12%. Yes, as a matter of fact, it was the Bulls and the Knicks at 12%.
We can definitely use the Zion Wilson, but probably the Knicks will probably win. It's almost like the Knicks are already destined to win the lottery.
Yes.
It's like they're already telling us.
And they got rid of everybody, you know, for this moment.
Yeah.
You know, KD is being rumored.
I always
rumored
thought the lottery
there.
Pick was like literally a lottery pick. Like, how does that work?
Well, unlike the NFL, where the worst team get the first pick, you know, the NBA, you do all that work tanking just to get more ping pong balls in the thing.
That's what I thought. So then,
yeah.
So then,
the Knicks will have more ping pong balls, and the Bulls will have more. So normally the odds are greater.
It'd be beautiful if. What if one of the ping pong balls end up being like the Golden State Warriors in there?
Hey man, I'll be so mad. The Lakers have a 1% chance of getting him, according to the draft lottery.
They probably not even gonna put the Lakers ping pong ball in there. They're gonna just put that in their pocket.
They're gonna get a half a ping pong
ball. They're
gonna
put that in their pocket. They're not trying to let LeBron get no help. I don't know where he's going.
I don't know if he flourishes in the NBA, though. I think it all depends on what team he goes to. I think he will be the number one pick. He's box office. He's going to put butts in the seats, and that's normally what these owners care about. I need somebody that's going to keep making me billions of dollars. So, they already saying his shoe contract is going to eclipse what LeBron James got as a rookie, which was the highest of any, player coming from high school or college into the pros with a shoe deal. They say his deal is going to be over $100 million. That's just a shoe deal.
Oh, he's going to sell out shoes. I would like to see what his signature sneakers are going to look like, because I'm pretty sure they're going to give him some real soon.
And who he's going to pick. You know, it's not a done deal that he's going to get Nike. Reports a few weeks ago, last week, that Nike, his mom took money from Nike and all that other stuff. You know, none of that has been proven yet, so I don't want to go too deep in that. But it's interesting to see who he go with. I'm sure he's probably going to go with Nike.
I think he goes with Nike,
but I can never count out Jordan. Jordan could use a big name.
Jordan
athlete,
really, I was gonna say, like, Jordan hasn't landed a big name athlete in a while.
I think his biggest athlete that he has right now wearing his shoe is Russell Westbrook. Yeah. And Russ doesn't even have a signature
Russ
shoe. He did have Kawhi.
Russ has a signature shoe.
Well, yeah. He does.
Dropped,
I'm sorry, because he has the why not?
Yeah, the why not?
Yeah, the why not? Sorry.
The first
about
ones
that.
They dropped and, was horrible. Those things look like.
Yeah, they were terrible. Look like something that you go rake leaves with in the yard,
like little,
or go check
like
the mail.
Like the little shovel things that you scoop the dirt to like plant plants with. That's what it looked like. Like, well, who made these and like who approved these? Like those things were horrible, bro.
Now he did have Kawhi Leonard, but he dropped Kawhi Leonard when Kawhi Leonard refused to play for the Spurs last year, and you know he bounced his way out of San Antonio. Mm. He dropped Kawhi Leonard. So, but other than that, I think Jordan is due for a big time athletes. That's going to be it with Grant's unpopular opinion.
Hey man, if you're looking for a fresh haircut Monday through Sunday, go on down to Clips Barber Family Barbershop. If you're in the El Paso area, that's space 211 on 12371 Edgemere Boulevard, El Paso, Texas 79938. My boy in there hooking it up. Y'all make sure you go slide in there. That's Clips Family Barbershop in the El Paso, Texas area at 12371 Edgemere, space 211, El Paso, Texas. Hey, we're going to wrap it up with this last third segment, man. Right, we're going to do some cash in the bag or trash in the bag, where me and Grant just basically go through some new music that's recently dropped, and we're just going to go ahead and give our opinion on it. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off real quick, man, with this DJ Mustard and Migos, Pure Water. Have you heard that one yet, bro?
I haven't heard it yet. This will be my first time.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and check out this Pure Water. Play a little bit of that for y'all. Okay. Okay, that's that Pure Water by DJ Mustard and the Migos that just dropped not too long ago. It's called Pure Water. You can get that on iTunes, I'm pretty sure, on Apple Music, Spotify, and other streaming networks like Tidal and so on. What you think about that Pure Water, bro?
I like the way it came in, honestly. Yeah. I like the you know, the intro. Yeah, I
find
like
myself
that.
Over
you
here,
know,
like,
then
crit walking a little bit, or my elbows tucked. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and then the way Quavo came in, it's always good to have Quavo. I'm not sure if that was the hook or that was, you know, his the lean in to the verse, but it's always good to have
Quavo did his thing,
really
man.
Jump start. Yeah, it's kind of it's always good to have him jump start everything because I think
like
everything starts and ends with him.
You know,
yeah, exactly. You know, he's the T-Pain of this generation.
Absolutely. You know, because of we don't own the music and we don't have license to even really play music on these platforms, ladies and gentlemen. I can't play the whole song for y'all, but y'all need to go to definitely check out that Pure Water, DJ Mustard.
I'm definitely feeling it, though.
Yes, it's
definitely
got that Cali bounce to it, too. And
I like
that Migos jumped on this track because I felt like they needed a new wave to kind of like bring their south to.
Hey, not to derail the show too much, but it got me thinking because it's DJ Mustard and obviously Ella May is his artist. Did you see what she said about Jacquees the other day?
No.
I think this was on Saturday. Obviously, Drake brung Jacquees out at his show, and the crowd, I'm guessing the crowd wanted Jacquees to sing his version of Trip.
Uh-huh.
And Ella May posted on Twitter, you know, it's sad when somebody bring you out and all you can do is sing somebody else's song because they don't know your music.
Right.
You know, and his Jacquees girl came out and said, bye. They wanted him to sing that song because nobody even cared about your version.
Okay, so if you're asking me, do I vote that comment, cash in the bag or trash in the bag? I vote that cash in the bag.
Yeah, that's Cassius Van all day.
And I also vote that Pure Water, DJ Mustard, and Migos.
Cash in the
that's
bag.
That's definitely
for sure.
Cash in the bag.
Cash in the bag. Ching ching.
So to the next song, I really don't know how new this song is, to be honest with you. But I love it already. Just because of the video. And dude is like a troll. Even though I don't agree with some of his decisions that he makes sometimes. He's like a major troll. This man that I'm talking about is YG. He's very good close friends with DJ Mustard. He was at the Coachella concert, and he displayed 6ix9ine pictures on the jumbo screen as he performed his single, Stop Snitching. We're going to play a little bit of that for y'all real quick as well. So as he was performing this was actually live audio from Coachella that he performed. I believe that was last night that he performed this. And once again, on the jumbo screen, he had a big stop sign that says stop snitching. And right next to that, he had your boy 6ix9ine face plastered right next to that. My question to you is, the song, do you rate that cash in the bag or trash in the bag? And the him having 6ix9ine picture on the jumbo screen, how do you rate that cash in the bag or trash in the bag?
I think the execution was definitely cash in the bag.
I think it was definitely cash in the bag.
Yeah, when you can troll the troller, obviously YG and 6ix9ine has had history. You know, when 6ix9ine told YG, you ain't even have a hot song since like
right.
That very yeah. And he say you only had to get Nicki and them on the song for this one to be hot. Yeah. So I think going back at the troller is definitely cash in the bag. I'm not a YG fan, but just the snippet that I heard, I will say that's cash in the bag as well. Song and execution, cash in the
bag. That's definitely cash in the bag. I think the artwork was the cash in the bag.
The
whole process of him thinking it out. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm not a big YG fan of his music.
Me neither.
But it was all cash in the bag to me. So big shout outs to YG and on that performance, and big shout outs to Coachella, man. So I heard it's a very dope lineup. Rico Nasty is also in that lineup. I saw some of her pictures and visuals from her performance. If y'all don't know who Rico Nasty is yet, definitely go check her out. She is super dope. Mm-hmm. Super, super dope.
Yes.
She's about to be the... So moving along, for trash in the bag, or cash in the bag, cha-ching, we got Rihanna and Childish Gambino new music video. Have you checked it out? I just saw some of it last night.
I have. Cash in the bag for sure. I said it earlier. Riri, she do something to my soul. Music wise, I'm gonna go trash in the bag.
Whoa, trash in the bag. Hey man.
Yes, all you Rihanna fans, whatever y'all call it, the Rihanna Navy or Navy or whatever it is, don't. Don't fill my DMs, please.
Man, y'all,
I don't mean any harm.
Fill up Graham's DMs. Y'all get attacked, this man. I think the song is dope. I think the choreography is dope.
Choreography is definitely dope. Childish Gambino is a master.
Yeah. So how could you not like the song, man? You gotta dance to
I'm just not a Childish Gambino music fan. I like the messages that he likes to put out. But I'm just, as far as his music goes, I'm just not a Childish Gambino fan.
Yeah, well,
I like Rihanna's music, but I'm just not a.
What about a Donald Glover fan? Are you a Donald Glover fan?
I'm a Donald Glover fan. You know, I'm definitely a Donald Glover fan. Now, especially now that I know that they're the same people, I always knew they look alike, but I'm like, man, dang boy, you look just like Childish Gambino. Hey man. Players mess up too.
Players definitely mess up. The boy Boosie, we spoke about him earlier in the show. He dropped Boosie Badass 3.5, Boosie new album. I got a song that I believe is pretty popular off the album. At least it was the first song that that I heard someone else playing. But yeah, as you if you didn't hear the show earlier, Boosie's mad because he only sold like 300 copies the other day. So yeah, the songs that I chose to really listen to was the ones that, you know, on iTunes or Apple Music, they have like a star next to them. So I'm normally the ones that have a star next to
supposed
them.
Supposed to be the hot ones.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the highlights. So just so you guys, this is like number one on it. It's called Ball. Check it out real quick. Wild side coke sniffer, the drug dealer ass kisser, the free me at last nigga, for the pussy popper, the juvenile looking like she a mama pie, the corner store, the foot locker, the boosted juice, the talk about, the car thief, the teenage burglar, the young girl, like Ball. For the prostitute, the pimp she got
working, it's for the slum life. I like that though, bro.
I like Ball. I feel like he started off hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the old Boosie.
That's exactly. That's exactly what I was just about to say. That's the old Boosie right there. You know, that's tough.
But Boosie. Then he starts to lose. Then he starts to lose me with the very next song, which is called Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, sound sounds like he
sounds like he's high. Like
sound like he off Somali.
No. I don't see right. It was like
that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna put Boosie. I think I'm gonna put 3.5 in rotation first, like you said tomorrow. So I can go ahead and probably get that one on up out the way. Yeah, that's definitely trash in the bag right there.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde is definitely trash in the bag.
I like that. That was cash in the bag for
Ball
sure.
Ball was cash in the bag. Like I said, I listened to most of the songs. Well, not most. I listened to like all of the ones that have the stars on them. Such like, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Good Old Days with Webby.
Yeah, Good Old Days and Ho.
Ho.
Yeah, I listened to those, and I didn't really like Good Old Days, and I didn't like Ho.
I'm not a Webby fan, you know, so I probably wouldn't like Webby verse either. Or a song with Webby.
Some of Webby stuff go hard to me. I ain't gonna lie. Some of Webby shit is hard. I'm not a true Webby fan, but he got some music that it go hard. But I don't know. I'm probably like you, man. I'm gonna have to go through this album one more time, check it out. But as of right now, it's getting trash in the bag for me.
Yeah, it's getting that definitely that Bunny and Clyde. Yeah, he got to go back to the drawing.
Wet paper bag at that.
Yes,
moving on to the next song, my boy Plies, he delivers with another one called Bounce. We're gonna check it out right now. Hey baby, that's all I need you to do. That's all I need you to do. I didn't need you to follow these simple instructions, right? Simple instructions, baby. It's easy. 1, 2, 3. All I need you to do is turn around and make it bounce.
Question. Have you seen the video to this?
Yeah, I did, man. Don't be putting me on the spot, bro. Yes, I have seen the video to this, man. It was very.
No, intriguing. I only asked not to put you on the spot, but I only asked.
No, because, I'm saying, you know, don't put me on the spot because my old lady might be listening.
Well, you know, I only seen it because I seen him post something on Instagram, and I just went to go see it. I think the song is trash in the bag.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that pains me to say because Closet is from Florida. One, I think the hook that went too long. I think he said bounce like 273 times just right there in the hook. And I don't think it was enough applies in the song. I think he did it as we talked about earlier. He knows what people like, and I think he went with that. And I think because of that, it's a hot song, and now he actually gonna do a BBW edition.
He's already been shooting the BBW.
I follow him on Instagram. He's been posting them.
The original video is super dope.
Yeah, the video is dope though. I mean, dope.
The song is super dope because it fits for the summertime. No, he wasn't going for lyrics necessarily with this, but
yeah, exactly.
Lyrical song. And
that's why, and I think that's why I didn't like it as much, because not that Plies is lyrical, but I listen to Plies a lot. I've listened to just about mostly everything Plies put out.
Yeah, I remember you're a big Plies fan.
Yeah, being a Florida guy, yeah. And I thought this one was, he went commercialized with it, unlike some of the other ones that he did go commercial with. I think this one was just a tad bit off, but he accomplished what he was trying to accomplish.
He
with
definitely
this song.
Did that. He got,
yes,
people's
I
attention.
Yes. And it's a national epidemic. Now, I just seen some girl from Chicago, you know, he posted her like a few hours ago. She was shooting fire when she was, you know, so.
It's getting ridiculous. Some people are sending in videos like, I'm like, how did you stand?
Yeah, they going
obese.
In.
Are you standing up doing that? Like,
you said you obese.
I don't want you to hurt yourself trying to make a bounce video to send the plot.
Trying to bounce, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Seriously, you should,
some,
you should
some of them
spend
is
the same
overboard.
Energy and trying to get a little more healthy and nutrition in your life. Well, who am I to judge? I'm not nobody to judge, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely give Bounce, the new Ply single, a rating of cash in the back.
I think overall is definitely cash in the bag. But okay. I think if we're going in levels of it, I think, you know, visuals, definitely cash in the bag. Lyrics, I think trash in the bag. But overall, I think he has a hit with it. You know, he accomplished what he wanted to, and he got the people talking.
Yeah, well, I can't be mad at that that judgment. I give you that one. Overall, you give it cash in the bag. We cool.
For sure. Overall, I think cash in the bag.
Last song we're going to jump into is a new artist. He's a new artist that actually just came into my vision. I don't know how long he's been in the game, but he's called The Baby, and this song has been popping up everywhere. I heard it on one of my little social media platforms that I was scrimming through. I seen two dudes dancing to this. It's like a little viral video, two dudes dancing to this song. It's called Suge from The Baby. I believe he's like a Bay Area or LA rapper. I know he's a West Coast rapper at the most. He's pretty dope. So here's Suge from The Baby.
Oh Lord, Jesse made another one. Huh? Back in the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Go how I want. Good. Play if you want. Let's do it. I'm a young CEO.
I like that, bro.
Hey, you can't see me, but I'm over here.
Yeah,
I'm over here getting it.
I like that, bro. Once again, that's Suge from The Baby.
I actually like his music. I've seen a few of his stuff on YouTube from a few of the people that do reactions, some of the big YouTubers that do reactions.
That's on the album Baby on Baby. Uh-huh. You can get that also on all platforms, music streaming platforms. Yeah, The Baby's dope, bro. He made a big splash on the scene. After I heard this one, I went to go listen to more of his music on Baby album. He got a song called Babysitter with Offset. That's hard.
Uh-huh.
He got one with Stunning for Vegas called Joggers. That's hard. I like Best.
Stunning for Vegas is really dope if you haven't heard him, you know, any of his other music.
I'm still getting around to his other songs because some of these other songs are just so hard. I just keep bumping those. I even went to go download some of his other albums called Blank Blank, which was released in 2018. He got some dope songs on there called Next Song, 21. He got another one with Stunning for Vegas called Four Times. And then he has Baby Talk 5, which was also released in 2018. Go check that one out. Highlighted songs on there from Today and No Love. The Baby, dope. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going cash in the bag on that one.
Yeah, definitely cash in the bag. It's a hard song, man.
Yeah, I mess with his music. I mess with his music a lot. A
couple of other music to take a look out for. Underground artists, Rio the Kid, Let's Take a Trip.
Really dope artist
coming out of the El Paso area. Also check out his single Gucci Down on his new that was his latest one that he released. That is labeled God, I thought I had it.
Oh, The Method to My Madness.
Yeah, The Method to My Madness. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Definitely check him out. We're looking forward
that to back ends is show. Tough. That back ends is tough. I think that's my favorite song.
Back ends is dope too. Back ends is dope. The whole project is dope. We're looking to reach out to him, get him scheduled for the show. Shout outs to Team BY Boxer out of El Paso, Las Cruces area. Shout outs to Champ. That's my boy. He's got a fight coming up, as well as Savion. Shout outs to Savion, Team Savion. They both got a fight. They out there training with No Doubt Trout. Shout outs to Trout. He's got a fight coming up as well. You can check that out. I think it's going to be on Top Ranked, I believe. I have more information on that. We're going to get Team B White to come in with Savion. We're going to talk some boxing, talk some sports with them, talk some music, see what they got planned for their careers. You got anything, Graham, man? This is a good show.
Just make sure you – oh, yeah, very good show. Make sure you guys follow the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday talking some playoff basketball, hottest news in sports. You wouldn't want to miss it. Grand Hefe, OG Raw.
Make sure shout out to OG Raw, dog. Unpopular Opinion. Make sure y'all tune into that. Good sportscast and show. Make sure y'all tune into the Unpopular Opinion. Make sure you subscribe to the link and go check out the interview he did with running back Chris Thompson from the Washington Redskins. That was a really good interview that he did with him. That's on the Unpopular Opinion podcast show right now. You can get access to that right now. It's a really good interview.
And it's on my Twitter, Hefe two times. You know, it's the pinned tweet right there. Just click the link right there. You listen, man. We bring nothing but fire.
All that fun. All that day.
Good show, bro.
Sponsors, Love Auto Group. If you're in the Chicago area and you're looking for a car, 735 North Yale Avenue, Unit A, Villa Park, Illinois, 601-81. That's Love Auto Group, where they zero credit check, zero dealer fees, zero job check, zero interest, where they believe in second chances. Also, shout out to our sponsors at Dance Motion Headquarters Studios. If you're looking to get some new dance moves in, beginning classes, advanced classes, hill classes, non-hill classes, make sure you head on down to El Paso, Texas, where you can contact Pam at Head Motion Headquarters Dance Studio at 7198 Merchant Street, B2, El Paso, Texas, 79915. And if you're also trying to get fresh before you get your dance on, make sure you head over to Family Clips Barbershop on Edgemere Avenue. That is Clips Family Barbershop in El Paso, Texas, Edgemere, 12371 Edgemere Boulevard, space 211. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody for coming out to the show. We made it a little bit long. Tomorrow, I will have Trap Savvy and crew in here debuting their new single. God damn, I don't even know their new single. Let me check out their songs, too. It's on iTunes. That's bad. That's bad journalism on me, man, huh?
Just a tad bit, but that's...
Players mess up. You just said it, so I guess I get this one.
The confidence nowadays, which one were you talking about that they were...
Well, they're going to do Nowadays in Confidence. I appreciate that. He's got to put stuff on me. That's why Grant is always the co-host. But yeah, Trap Savvy, and I believe his guy, Young Kajan, or however you say his name, they're going to be in studio tomorrow, hopefully. We're going to talk some music. We're going to talk about the plans. They have a show coming up at the Coliseum in El Paso, Texas for the 420 show. They're going to be opening for Crystal Poppin. Shout out to Crystal Poppin. And they're going to be opening for Lil Baby, who has the hottest single on the radio right now. And Lil Baby. So make sure y'all tune into their pages and tune into the show, Naughty Talk. Hey, Grant, it's been a real one.
It's been a good show, bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.